Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Let's do it.
Any given point, about 25% to a third of our folks are deployed overseas right now. In fact, yesterday I looked how many countries we are operating in today, and it's 24 countries we are currently deployed to.
All right, this is Colonel Patrick Deering. He is the commander, 1st Special Operations Wing at Hurlburt Air Force Base, a home of 23,000 military people. That's amazing. I'd never think of it as being that big, but it really is, operating, as he says, anytime, all over the world, in 24 countries that we can talk about, and about a quarter to almost a third of their people are deployed at any given moment. Now, this was at a military forum that was taking place in Santa Rosa County recently, and it was a very, very interesting forum, because not only for just learning about our local military community, and you know me, I'm an information nerd. I love to learn things, and if I'm learning, I figure you're learning, and we're all learning together. John, has it been interesting so far?
Oh, very interesting.
All right, I'm going to ask you later the things you learned that were the most poignant to you, so we'll do a sum up later. But I really wanted to focus on, and by the way, I learned that Colonel Derrick was formerly the commanding officer of over at NAS Pensacola of the 479th Flying Training Group. That's the one that Shane Moscato, our good friend over there, oversees right now, that trains the backseaters for the Air Force. So just interesting how all these things connect, how all these pieces and these roles kind of connect with each other. Anyway, back to the Hurlburt stuff. And this is, to me, where it gets very interesting, sort of politically, strategically, thinking about problems that they encounter.
Here are the three things where I will ask for your help, both the community and also just the elected officials. Number one, the traffic congestion on Highway 98.
That's a big one for them.
For those who have heard me speak on stage, you know it was coming. I always talk about traffic on Highway 98. Here's why. I mentioned the alert posture that we have. So we really wear two hats with our deployments. One is the habitual deployment where I tell somebody, hey, in 4 months, you're going to deploy to country X, and they go through a spin up, and we know when they're going to go. The other side is our alert posture, which is if there is a national mission that is going to kick off and one SAL is going to participate, we will get hours notice, not days. That entails being able to just go at a moment's notice. And with many of our folks, they will be at home, and we call them and say, come into work right now. We'll give them a couple codes that they know what bags they need to bring. We'll put them into some type of preparation, and then they'll be gone hours later.
So within hours from call down to call up, okay, the response time is a key factor here. And there are regular deployments where people know months in advance or weeks in advance, and that's one thing. But he's talking about these emergencies, these immediate response problems. And again, Hurlburt sits right on Highway 98. It's, if you don't know the area, that's the one where you kind of drive up and over, and you can look down to the north, and you can see the old gunships there. And then you pass through the airfield. It kind of goes right across Highway 98. If people who don't know the area. But again, 23,000 military members, many, 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 many of whom live in Santa Rosa County and the Navarre area and around. And again, we'll get into all of that. But here, he's talking about Highway 98 and the significance of that as a military strategic infrastructure component.
Since I've been in Wing Command, we have launched off of alert. I'll keep it this unclassified, but we've done it numerous times in the last 18 months, several times.
I like how he didn't give a number. He's like, I just won't give a number because I don't want to give out information, right? But you got to figure dozens of times, okay, in 18 months at least, okay?
Additionally, we've had a number of fatalities on Highway 98, not to mention just the normal gridlock of heading out to Navarre or heading into town. And so here's what I hope. I hope I never have to call General Conley and say, sir, the mission failed because of a traffic jam. I'm good with the enemy getting a vote, and they're better than us on a particular day, or we make a tactical error. We don't want that to happen, but if that happens, hey, that's Murphy's Law. But I never want to call General Conley and say, we launched late because of a traffic jam. We have to solve this, and we have to start now.
If you're going to deploy the AC-130s and the U-28s and the Reapers, MQ-9s, the people have to be able to get from their house to the base. And if Highway 98 is shut down, how do you get hundreds or thousands of people at 5 in the morning or 4 in the afternoon to the base? Well, you can't. That's what he's getting at. And he doesn't ever want to get the call from General Connolly that he's got to deploy and him to have to call back. We can't do it.
These problems will not go away under my tenure. In fact, I will be retired sitting in a rocking chair when this is solved. But we have to do something now. The only wrong answer is to do nothing.
Yeah, and I mean, just to make the point more poignantly,
the impact that a single fatality had about 6 months ago shut down Highway 98 for about 6 hours. If something bad would have happened in the world in that 6 hour period, I would have called General Connolly and said, hey, sir, you need to call up to SOCOM headquarters. We are going to miss this mission because Highway 98 shut down for 6 hours. And that was one fatality that happened at 3 o'clock in the morning. And at 10 o'clock that morning, traffic finally started to at least move a little bit.
See, when we're talking about it being slow going on 98, it's mission inconvenience most of the time. But when you're talking about an emergency, it's mission criticality. And so, you know, he knows this can't be solved today. We didn't get here today. We're not going to get out of it today. But he's highlighting the absolute necessity of finding alternatives and solutions to this problem because, again, remember, any base can go anywhere. Hurlburt doesn't have to be here. But our economy and our people and our dear love of what the military does on our behalf, we want it to stay. But if this particular problem and some of the others he's going to talk about get to be too bad, hey, somebody can find another place to stage the AC-130s. Now, they want to be here because the people want to live here, but you get the problem, okay? We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
Well, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Even 98 actually looks good this morning, not seeing any delays there. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. So to return to Colonel Derrick talking about the traffic issues around Navarre.
This is a heat map of where our people live at Hurlburt Field. When I got to my very first gunship assignment, January 2nd, 2002, I lived in Navarre with my wife and one kid at the time. I would set my cruise control from Navarre to Hurlburt Field, and I would cruise control in, and I didn't have to touch the brake until I got to the gate at Hurlburt, unless that one light turned red between Navarre and Hurlburt Field. Local guys know the light I'm talking about. When I say that to our airmen now, that I was on cruise control driving from Navarre to Hurlburt Field, they're like, cruise control? My guys, it was a 12-minute drive. 12 minutes from Rosewood to Hurlburt Field. 12 minutes. Now it's about a 40-minute drive in the morning.
And by the way, this is not just a matter of the inconvenience from traffic and the mission. That's also part of it. But it's also a matter of how far away people have to live because of the connection with the housing crisis, which is also a problem because housing is a big issue.
Second point is the affordable housing. It's not just a military challenge. It's just a challenge to everybody in this local area. If you're a 28-year-old with a spouse and a couple kids and you need to buy that starter home, it's really hard to do right now. And so I do value the partnership we have with Eglin and with our civilian partners, but the housing crisis, it's very real and we're feeling it here.
And because of the changes in population, building, construction, traffic, all of that, housing is driving people to live farther and farther away from Hurlburt. And that creates its own set of problems.
Hurlburt Field, in 2002, you only lived in Navarre, Fort Walton Beach. Maybe Niceville was the other side of the world. Holly by the Sea was the Pacific Ocean.
In distance.
If you lived in Holly, you were way out there, 30 minutes away. Holy cow. Now we have people living way out in Pensacola. I don't know how they do that. Crestview, there's affordable housing in Crestview. And a lot of our airmen, you see that heat map, there's a lot of folks living in Crestview. We have people living in Baker, Jay. I talked to somebody who's in Dofuniak Springs.
What?
Because that's where they can find affordable housing. And so I honestly believe this. If we want to solve the traffic issue, it is linked to the housing issue.
Amen.
If we have more affordable local housing, it also will reduce strain on the roads and vice versa. If we fix the roads, people can live further out. So I just put this heat map. People are living all over the place because they're just trying to find a safe place to live.
So if you fix the roads, then you make it more easy for people to commute if they have to from a distance. But if you make more affordable housing in close to the bases, you actually fix the traffic problem, because instead of having, you know, 24,000 people making 20 mile trip average, okay, you have 24,000 people making 2 or 5 mile trip average commute, and that reduces congestion on the roads because you have far fewer trip miles occupying your streets every single day of the week. I mean, that, you see how these things are all connected. So number one is the Highway 90 traffic. Number two, housing. Number three?
The third thing is access to childcare. I am incredibly...
By the way, is this starting to sound familiar? You know the things we talk about with the Escambia County Commission? We talk about with the mayor all the time. We talk about Santa Rosa County Commission. These are military matters, too.
Upbeat about the discussion that we just had about CDCs on base. That is very real. So envision this. I call
Child Development Centers, CDCs, not the CDC like the disease people in Atlanta. Okay, it's daycare centers, okay?
I call a bunch of squadron commanders and say, hey, we're going. The mission happened. The balloon went up. We need to go help an American in harm's way. They're going to come into work. What they have to do is drop their kid off at school. And we have a ton of dual military families, a ton of them. If that balloon goes up and we have to launch off of alert, they need to take their kids to the CDC, and it may be at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because, again, the enemy doesn't just operate Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. That CDC needs to be under our command, where I can say, open the CDC at 2 in the morning. If we're relying just off base, I lose that flexibility to do it at 2 in the morning. And so, again, I will just thank our elected officials for emphasizing this, and I appreciate the partnership on it.
And remember, as Eglin has recently gone from 3 to 2 facilities, I don't know the status of Hurlburt's CDCs, but you get the issue. If you have multiple military families and kids and you got to have a spin up at 2 in the morning, well, somebody's got to turn the lights on and take care of the kids if they're both military connected to the mission, right? So childcare, Highway 98, which is a readiness issue, of course, housing, and then childcare, housing, Highway 98. And then the fourth one was mental health resources. That was the last one.
The last thing I have is access to mental resources. And when I first took wing command, and within the couple months, I had three priorities: housing, traffic, childcare. And in about the last 6 months, I've added one more. And that is mental health resources for our families. We really need help with this. This is not just an Air Force or Hurlburt issue. This is a DOD issue. But it's really for our families. And I think it was hit on earlier. When we send people out the door to go do the nation's business, we're leaving families back here. And I'm very confident that if I have some mental health challenges, I have all the resources I need because I wear a uniform. And I can go on base and get a ton of help, and I'm grateful for that. However, our families don't have all the resources they need.
Right. And working on that, and even with TRICARE, is not necessarily enough, and do they even have access to it? So I just wanted to give you kind of a picture. These are some of the issues, because the military mission is vital to our economy. We, of course, love the fact that we are able to support our military mission here in all the different dimensions of it, from Air Force testing at Eglin, from deployment of special operations at Hurlburt, from training pilots at Whiting, or training everybody. 60% of your naval forces and marine forces come through NAS Pensacola at one time or another. And thinking about their problems, because their problems are our problems, and solving their problems, because their problems are our problems. And in fact, one of the other comments that I thought was particularly interesting was Tim Kinsella, and I mentioned this to the mayor just a minute ago, but Tim Kinsella, I want you to hear it from him.
You heard it from the colonel about the difficulty of 98, of the traffic there, about childcare. Childcare is a chronic problem throughout the United States. In 2018, the Secretary of Defense, along with the Secretary of the Army, the Air Force, and the Navy, sent a joint letter to the National Governors Association. And in that letter, they said, when you're looking at what's important to the military and where their bases are, so you know that dirty word BRAC, where there's no BRAC going on here, but essentially, if you read between the lines, what they were saying is, you need to pay attention to what's happening outside the wire. What are the things that they're concerned about? Number one was education. Education for their children. Number two was spousal employment. And number three was housing. Those are the things that you can control and that you take care of. Your military families are often the canary in the coal mine. They're the ones, military families live right on the cusp of crisis all the time. They don't know when their families are getting deployed. They're either brand new to an area or they're getting ready to leave an area. Or if they've been here for a year, they're worried about their mission. They're worried about supporting their spouse who's on the front lines and leaving. Military families consistently live right on the edge of crisis. So that means that their needs are much more immediate than your average citizen.
And the point is that if you can worry about them and help them and solve their needs, you wind up solving the problems that everybody suffers from. So I think this, it was eye-opening to me, not just about what the military does here in some dimensions, but also about the significance of solving their problems and all the dimensions of the problems that we can help work on that make a difference for us and them both as we work together in partnership in this community. 826 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly. 98 looks good. Highway 90 and even 9 Mile and Highway 29 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are 1 to 4 years young, 10 to 50,000 miles, just depending on the age, and they're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years. You can trust the cars are going to be in great condition because they're going to warranty it, and they're going to follow up with you. I know they followed up with us after we bought the car, 6 months later and a year later, which is, who does that? Well, people who stand by their product do, and people who want to have a relationship with you for time, not just one transaction. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
The cost of healthcare is in the news. Tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
all of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Dr. Frankenstein, are you all right?
My name is Frankenstein.
All she wants is...
Good morning, 8:29 here on News Radio 92.3. I've got a fascinating text in here. Somebody says, Andrew, I just moved into a new neighborhood up in Cantonment. I personally know of at least five families that moved here to get away from Navarre and the surrounding area. One is still driving back and forth there for work. It takes them 2.5 hours most days. Ugh. Goodness. Man, that's just, ugh. Yeah, but that's the reality of it. Somebody else said, as far as mental health issues, you know, 25 years ago, I got told to keep it to myself or go somewhere else so I don't get in trouble. I'm glad that has changed. We've really come around on mental health stuff. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next, right after Fox.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. U.S. Marines from 29 Palms on standby to deploy to Los Angeles. With 200 arrests downtown from yesterday, despite a curfew imposed by Mayor Karen Bass to quell violent anti-ICE protests. A federal judge denied California Governor Gavin Newsom's request to limit President Trump's deployment of federal troops. Newsom still resisting.
What Donald Trump wants most is your fealty, your silence, to be complicit in this moment. Do not give in to him.
But Democrat Senator John Fetterman calls the Democrats' ICE resistance chaos.
We need ICE. We need ICE. We need a secure border. It's like that's the thing. It's like that's a mistake for our party to pretend that we can need to abolish ICE.
SpaceX founder Elon Musk relents, posting on X, I regret some of my posts about President Trump last week. They went too far. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got cloudy skies and it is 77 degrees in Pensacola. We'll get more with our weather forecast and Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Silver Airways is shutting down and canceling all flights. They've released a statement today telling customers not to go to the airport if they have tickets for a flight. They say all of those tickets will be automatically refunded. The airline says their decision to shut down was made by another airline that's currently in charge of their assets as they restructure in bankruptcy court Silver-operated flights between Pensacola and Tampa. An investigation continues after a jewel heist at the Tanger Outlets in Foley. The thief or thieves reportedly broke into the sushi restaurant next door to the Zales outlet, then blew a hole in the wall to get to the jewelry store.
And it seems like something that would come from movies, but unfortunately, people are trying to get a little bit more crafty.
That's Rhea Thornton with Foley Police, and officials have not said how many jewels were taken or the value, but Thornton says a lot of what they had inside the store on display was taken. Police believe the suspect may have been from out of state but had some connection to Foley. Police do say there have been jewel thefts across the country that happened in similar ways, but there's no word whether any of those are connected. Republican Nathan Boyles has won the Florida District 3 State House seat, and he defeated Democrat Dondra Wise yesterday in the special election. He received about 60% of the vote in Santa Rosa County and over 70% in Okaloosa County, where he was a former county commissioner. The District 3 seat was formerly held by Dr. Joel Rudman, who resigned to run for the District 1 House seat vacated by Matt Gaetz, now held by Jimmy Patronis. Governor Ron DeSantis, Attorney General James Uthmeyer, and Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson announced the protection of over 78,000 acres of land yesterday, primarily within the Ocala to Osceola Wildlife Corridor. The acquisition would close a big gap in a 100-mile network connecting Ocala and Osceola National Forests. Since 2019, Florida's invested over $1.4 billion into land conservation, acquiring over 374,000 acres. An Okaloosa County teacher is accused of having sex with a student. The sheriff's office there announcing yesterday that Timothy Sexton was arrested. The 58-year-old was a teacher at Crestview High School, used to teach at Pryor Middle School. Deputies say he started a relationship with a girl in 2001. She was 14 at the time. The relationship continued until she was 17. The investigation started after the sheriff's office and the school district got a tip. And this was just 3 months ago. Sexton is currently being held without bond. Sheriff Eric Aiden says there's no expiration date on seeking justice for people that were victims. Senator Rick Scott and several of his colleagues have introduced the No Official Palestine Entry Act. That legislation aims to restrict U.S. funding to the United Nations and other organizations that grant the Palestinian Authority or the Palestinian Liberation Organization status or privileges beyond observer status. The NOPE Act would update current U.S. law, which already prohibits funding to entities that recognize the PLO as a full member state. The bill has support from numerous Senate and House co-sponsors. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 98 are actually all flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays to report to you right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a chance of rain as you go into your afternoon and evening today. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Keeping our rain chances around for Thursday with a 60% chance of rain, high near 89. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. On Friday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 88 and a low near 77 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 80 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 73 reported in Milton. And taking a look at our market report, not a whole lot of movement this morning at the opening bell. The Dow is down 44 points at 42,822. S&P down about a half a point right now at 6,038. NASDAQ is up 32 points at 19,747. Our 10-year bond rate is down at 4.434%. Gold prices are up $1,570 at $33.5920. Silver prices down a quarter at $36.38. And looking at that crypto market for today, Bitcoin is down $288 at $109,532. Ethereum's up $20. Solana's up $244. Dogecoin up about half a cent, and XRP is up a couple of cents as well. Prices rose less than expected for May, indicating the tariffs have not had a huge impact on inflation. Numbers out this morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the cost of goods and services was up about a tenth of a percent over the previous month, putting the annual rate of inflation at 2.4%. Economists predicted an increase of 0.2%. U.S. and Chinese officials have apparently reached a trade deal in London. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick tells reporters after Tuesday's meeting that the two sides reached a framework to implement a Geneva trade agreement following last week's phone conversation between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Trump says China will supply rare earth minerals up front to the U.S. As part of that deal, the U.S. will make certain concessions in return. Both leaders still have to give final approval on that deal. And nearly 30 states now suing 23andMe.
The DNA genealogy company filed for bankruptcy. The lawsuit seeks to stop the company from auctioning off the private genetic data of around 15 million customers. The lawsuit argues DNA data, health-related traits, and medical records are too sensitive to be sold without each person's consent. Customers of 23andMe can also take steps to have their genetic information that's stored by the company deleted. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you, Mark. Nintendo's new video game console has broken sales records already. The Nintendo Switch 2, which released last week, managed to rack up more than 3.5 million units sold in only 4 days. I'm David Wayne. For News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's a question I asked the mayor, and the question of the day is, when you go to the Walmart, and this is one that's unique to Walmart, okay? When you go to the Walmart, the Supercenter, okay, because if it's only got one entrance, this doesn't apply, where do you park? You park on the food side? You park on the retail side? You park somewhere in the middle? 437-1620. What's your parking strategy at the Walmart? And there's, we can talk Creighton, we can talk Nima, we can talk Mobile Highway, I don't care. We can talk about your different Walmarts, Gulf Breeze, whatever, no big deal. John, where do you park at the Walmart?
Well, it depends on if I'm getting food or I'm getting, other supplies.
It depends is your answer. Yeah. It depends.
It really does.
Okay.
All right.
So
I'm
you
being
park
honest.
At the side that has what you most likely are going to buy.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, I'm just being
simple.
Honest. But Meg, I park way out.
You park far out?
Yeah.
Because you don't want somebody bumping your car.
Right.
Okay.
Dinging
it. You don't mind walking a little bit in order to get a little safety.
I need my exercise for my girlish figure.
There you go. All right. you got to get trim for bikini season.
I know, right?
Meg.
Okay, if you're facing the Walmart.
By the way, 437-1620. And as always, reasons. Don't just tell me, give me reasons. Go on, Meg, go on.
So as you're facing the Walmart,
yep.
Usually on the left is the food side. On the
mm-hmm.
right, it'll say like pharmacy or the
home goods.
Home goods,
something, right.
I usually park to the right.
You park to the retail side?
Uh-huh. I guess it's the retail or garden center side.
I think it's interesting. Yeah,
the garden center side.
It depends. It can be on
different
sides.
Yeah, because I'm like in Pace. It's on the left-hand side.
You're going to the Creighton Walmart? Is that where
Creighton
you're going?
Creighton and Gulf Breeze. So
okay.
It's usually on the right-hand
side.
Okay.
On 9 Mile, it's the exact opposite.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So it's Pace.
So I tend to go not where the food is.
Okay, you tend to go to the retail
side. The other
side,
yeah.
Why?
I just feel like there's probably less people shopping on that side.
Okay.
More people going with their grocery carts and in and out with the food and all
okay.
that kind of stuff. And typically, there's more parking spots on that side.
A little bit better parking.
Yeah,
solution.
I think so. So I can usually park a little closer.
Okay. My wife, I was talking with her about this last night, and she was the one who suggested this. So great suggestion. She's a big Walmart advocate. I personally, I don't like Walmart, but I go there all the time. I just feel, I don't know. It's a long story. But so I was, she says that her view is, she likes to park on the retail side because she thinks of Walmart as a stuff place, not a food place. Even to this day when it's the super center, and we've been going to Walmarts for forever and
a day. Well, if you remember back in the day,
right.
It was just a stuff center.
Exactly. Something in her mind says, it's the retail center is that's what really Walmart is, and so I tend to go to that side.
She's right. That may be part of it, too, for me also.
So you've got a habit that predates even, you know, having the food. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
I don't think of it as a grocery store.
Interesting.
Even though I might get some groceries there when I'm there, but I don't think of it as a grocery store.
And I will say the way I typically park is on the grocery side, at least at Creighton is where I go most often. And I park on the grocery side because I'm almost always going for groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I'm going for retail, I'm going on the grocery side because I don't want to forget where my car is. And
okay.
that's kind of my way. 437. I always, in fact, we got into this conversation the other day because she's like, why are you parking all the way over here? I'm like, I'll never forget where my car is. And there's always parking in this area. It's a little farther away, but I always, she's like, but over there is closer. I'm like,
There's an app.
You know,
for
not
that
it's ever happened to me, but if I do forget where my car is on occasion, you know you have that fob. You put your fob and then
the
lights.
Never
the,
resort
the
to this solution.
Why? That's a great solution. Then right away you know where your car is.
There's an app for that.
Don't outsource my brain. All right, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, 98, Highway 90. Everything's flowing smoothly this morning. Not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're considering a purchase of a home or a sale of a home, or both, people often do both, right? You need a good real estate agent to look out for your interest, help you understand what the market's doing, what's reasonable, what's unreasonable. For example, in the insurance market in Florida right now, some of the things that have become normal are things like replacing the roof, replacing the AC, you know, replacing the water heater, things that you wouldn't think are like, why would that be? No, it is. Like, and even when you're applying for insurance, sometimes you have to give videos and pictures. I know we did. We lost our insurance and we had to go because the company just stopped doing business in Florida. And then we had to prove that we had a recent enough water heater and plumbing under the thing. And the reason I mention this is because somebody's buying your home and they say, I will buy it if you replace the AC. And you're like, what? Well, that may be normal. What's normal right now in real estate transactions may not be what you think of as 5 or 10 years ago. So you need a good realtor who knows. They sell 165 homes last year, 175 homes the year before that. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they certainly know what's normal. 786-3996. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, where do you park when you go to the Walmart? Going to the text line, 437-1620. Somebody says the food side normally. Somebody says, John says I park on the garden center side because I buy plants last. Oh, that's interesting. If you buy enough plants to make that sort of make sense. Let's see. Somebody here says the retail, I don't shop for food very much, but I love to eat it. Okay.
My kind of person.
Somebody says, either side, it doesn't matter as long as I can park close to a cart return. Amen, brother or sister. Yes, that's always the
that
strategy.
Too. But
always
too.
Park by the cart return.
Then you're going to get dinged.
No, you don't.
You get dinged by people returning
does not
their
happen.
Carts.
No, you're more likely to get dinged away from the cart return because people don't take their cart to the cart return. They leave it loose, and then it rolls into your car.
Okay.
Okay. That's right. A saving of walking because, you know, you take the cart to your car, and then you unload, and then the cart to the return, and then drive. But I like this. Either side, it doesn't matter as long as I close to a cart return. I still think it's probably something wrong with me that I always park in the same spot.
I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
But it
sir.
Does simplify my decision making.
It does.
Especially at Creighton where you have that, you know, when you go in, you have to make a decision about which side you go to and then traffic goes one way. It's just, you know.
I'm not saying anything about that.
I heard you use no lyrics. Okay, 437. I plan my... Oh, this is interesting. This would be my wife's kind of person. I plan my route through the store, and then I park close to my pre-planned exit. Okay. Wow. Okay. No, I admire you for that. I can't even imagine giving it that much thought in advance, which you would think is a weird thing for me because I think
smart,
overthink
whatever,
everything.
Smart.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
No.
Smart.
I'll tell you, one of the other things my wife said about this that I thought was interesting is she said one of the problems you run into is sometimes one set of the self-checkouts is really busy and one set is not as busy, and it's worth your 15-second walk to go to the less busy one, but that may put you on the wrong side of the store. That's why she likes to park in the middle because she's going to be close to either entrance no matter which checkout she takes, which is, you know, again, my wife's an industrial engineer
my
by training.
My next trip to Walmart is so ruined now.
I mean, any of mine from now on are, too, because I'm going to be like, Andrew.
God, Andrew, you ruin everything.
I was washing out my coffee cup yesterday. I'm going to be stressing at Walmart today. Oh, I got a headache already.
Somebody says I park in the back of the building and going the loading bay. Must be an employee, I'm assuming. Let's see. I park close to the cart corral so I can easier take my cart back when it's supposed to go. Don't be that person who leaves the cart blocking a spot. Amen.
Yes.
I park on the left side, which is the garden center entrance. This must be 9 Mile. So I can be close to the plants and look at the plants if it's a super Walmart. Somebody here says garden center side, more parking, less traffic.
But that is true.
The garden center always has fewer cars.
Because I always drive by and go, why not park there?
And I always feel like, God, but that 40 extra feet, you know?
I know, Andrew. It's tough.
I'm trying to make my life more efficient. That's just not doing it for me.
You're getting older, Andrew.
Shut up. My local Walmart, the grocery side, closer to the movie theater, out of town, the nearest entrance. Okay. I shop at the ghetto Walmart. It's the closest, so I park right near the sheriff's department cart with the cameras and the lights. I took Chip's advice. I love that.
There we go.
Let's see. At Creighton, it's not so much a side, but the escape route. The park outer edge of the parking lot on food side, the exit by the stop sign. Oh, that's way out. Near the shopping plaza. Also, less cars near me, so fewer door dings. That's catering to you, John.
Thank you.
As far away as possible, I need the exercise, and the cart corrals are usually empty out in no man's land. True. These are all just texts. I park where the best shade tree is. Oh.
That's smart.
Fair. That's a good one. I park where the best shade tree, although at that Walmart on Creighton, there aren't as many trees anymore because of the straight winds. Sometimes that's way out, but it gives me the most exercise. Oh, these people that are planning their life around a Walmart trip. And I'm impressed because I'm very much I want to be as close as possible. And I don't mind an extra 10 feet, but I hate an extra 30 feet. Where do I park at Walmart? I park at Target. Because Walmart is terrifying to me. I try to park close to the cart corral. Okay, wait, I read that one already. Okay, that's a different one. It doesn't matter where you park, but be careful. There are bathrooms that are opposite at different stores. Oh, that's... I may or may not have inadvertently walked into the wrong bathroom at Walmart recently and immediately recognized the mistake. Because it was inverted. It was just like they said. The bathrooms went trans on me. They flip-flopped the position.
The bathroom.
I'm just kidding. Anyway.
You didn't see the little sign.
Shut up.
Or the braille or the picture.
Let's see.
Pictures.
I never buy more than 10 items, and I always park in the automotive area. Oh, in the back. Backseat middle on the hump where the door is dirty. Okay, all right, fair enough. That's our topic for the day. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. What do you mean the door is dirty? Go check out the automotive section and tell me I'm wrong.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Looking for personalized pharmacy care? Pensacola's longest standing independent pharmacy, Jackson Pace Pharmacy, is family owned and operated and has a dedicated team ready to help. The team at Jackson Pace Pharmacy works with your insurance plan, provides affordable cash prices, and expert guidance. Your health is their priority. Have questions? Call 850-478-4450 or stop by and meet the Jacksons and their team. at the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile Road, Jackson Pace Pharmacy, where care meets convenience.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I've come to warn you that if you do not stop levying these evil taxes, I shall lead the good people of England in a revolt against you.
And why should the people listen to you?
Because, unlike some other Robin Hoods, I can speak with an English accent.
Could listen to Def Leppard a lot. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking very good this morning, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Hey, if you've got pests, if you've got ants or spider monkeys or termites, fleas, I don't know what you might have. It could be anything, indigenous or not. Call NSEC. They take care of it. They can eliminate the most common household pests, roaches, ants, fleas, rodents, with guaranteed results. Professionally trained technicians safely and effectively come to your home, look around, see what needs to be done, take photos, treat it if you want. Inspections, of course, are totally free. But then if you want to have them treat it, they do it. They send you photos after, so you have a detailed report of what they did, what was found, and how it worked. They have many, many different plans, so they can work with you whatever your need is. Right now, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. There are some restrictions, so make sure that you read the details at NSEC. Estimates, again, are always free, but solve your problem. Sign up today at NSEC, ENSEC.net. 8:56 here on News Radio 92.3. I did want to make sure to get this in today. A lot of times I have. Every day I prepare this list of every day there's so much I don't get to. I know you think, well, you talk for 4 hours. You know, and I talk fast, but I still don't get to it all. One of the things I don't always get to is like this day in history stuff or whose birthday is or whatever. This day in history, this is just kind of an interesting one to me. In 1963, the American Civil Rights Movement, remember George Wallace? Governor of Alabama, George Wallace, defiantly stands at the door of the Foster Auditorium at UA at Alabama in an attempt to block two black students, Vivian Malone and James Hood, from attending school. Accompanied by Federal National Guard troops, they are later allowed to go into the school. The deployment of National Guard in order to do right, honestly, to do right. You were mentioning, somebody had called up earlier and said, delightful Maryland lady, that she remembered back in the 90s that there was a Lieutenant Colonel David Kessler, who's a Santa Rosa County commissioner, who had kind of prophetically said, we need to fix the traffic around Hurlburt, we need to invest in this, and the answer at that time was, cost too much, not enough of a problem. Nobody's going to live down there. John, can you confirm?
Right, I can confirm that. I do remember that.
Oh, my God. Sometimes people know in advance. This is one of the great and horrible things about democracy is, you know, when you're having to always think about two-year time horizons, nobody's ever thinking about 20-year time horizons.
Exactly.
And that's a problem. But when you got to get elected in 2 years, and, you know, you may not even be in this office in 20 years, right? So why bother? Well, better leaders do better. All right, John, I told you I was going to ask you the question of tell me something you learned today or what was the biggest takeaway from the – we did a lot of talking about the military today, right, covering this military forum that was held in Santa Rosa County. Do you have anything that sticks out to you as your takeaway from the day?
There's so much that goes on out there that I had no clue about.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just – it's just the amount of information and the amount of stuff that goes on.
Oh, yeah, it's the Air Force Base.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I used to think.
Right.
And
you were telling me you didn't even know that Hurlburt deployed actively anywhere.
No, I did not know that.
Right.
Like, I thought it was just training. Like, they only trained here, but they can deploy from here.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and 24,000 people work on that base, and they're deployed to 24 countries right now, and about a third are deployed at any given time. So, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 people who live no longer just in Navarre and Fort Walton Beach, but who live all over the area, are in harm's way somewhere around the nation doing the most effective use of weapons that we produce. I mean, the most lethal thing we produce is that, you know, Air Force Special Operations Command, and they are busy.
Yes.
I agree. It's amazing. For me, I think I was a little surprised by some of that, too, the Hurlburt stuff. I was also surprised at the takeaway for me was that notion that the problems that affect military families are the problems that affect communities. And sometimes we think, how can we solve the big, you know, community? But maybe if we just focus on, you know, if we make life good for the military families, we will inadvertently sort of wind up solving the problems that we all suffer from. Traffic, housing, childcare, transportation, education.